we're discussing the Rosh's admonition, Zichron Tzion Yerushalayim, B'Shivron Leiv V'Da'agu V'Anacha V'Dima. You should remember Tzion Yerushalayim, yearn for it, be sad that we don't have it. Mentioned last night the Arsamach's remarkably, Rameir Simchov Devinsk, his remarkably optimistic attitude toward the Shiva Tzion, returning to Eretz Yisrael, and he makes the suggestion that just as the second base of Mikdash, we didn't have Nevuah, the Churban happened without Nevuah, happened B'derech HaTeva, so maybe Lasid Lavo too, the return to Eretz Yisrael will happen, not necessarily with Nevuah and Nisim Gluyim, but it'll start at least with B'derech HaTeva, with the return of Eretz Yisrael to the land on its own. Mentioned that this idea is famously the Shita of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was an interesting, very interesting personality in the 19th century. A great Talmud Chacham, those who were with us when we learned Hilchos Dayanim would may have noted I frequently quoted his Sefer, the Mosnayim L'Mishpat, the classic work on Hilchos Dayanim. He was a student of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Sivas HaMishpat, and he developed this idea, this conviction that he had, that it is the duty of Klal Yisrael to, on its own, make efforts without any tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return to Eretz Yisrael. He developed an elaborate theology about this, that Klal Yisrael would first on its own begin the return to Eretz Yisrael, and in the schus of that, as a response to that, they would merit the Hisarusha Dela'ela. Hashem would then meet them halfway, so to speak, and develop the Geula from his perspective. But he believed very strongly that it's the duty of Klal Yisrael to take the first steps to show that we want Eretz Yisrael, that we remember Eretz Yisrael, that we care about Eretz Yisrael. So he had both a theological and a social aspect to this, that it was the duty of Klal Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael. He also had, perhaps what he's more famous for in the halachic literature, he had the idea that it is the duty and we have the possibility of reestablishing the temple service, the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah, without Nevuah, without anything. We on our own can go take the steps to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and or start offering karbanos. He corresponded about this idea with numerous Gedolei Yisrael of his time, Rabbi Kreger himself, his Rebbe, many others, the Rav David Karliner, Chasam Sofer was got involved, many other Talmidei Chacham of that time. And in general, his proposal to actually offer karbanos was fairly controversial, not really on philosophical or theological grounds. The halachic debate was very technical. The poskim raised a number of concrete, specific, technical objections to his proposals. At the end of the day, his proposal did not really gain traction. And obviously, we never had the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He actually has a Haskama to his Sefer from Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna, I think, who has a brief note where he says, your enthusiasm for selling Eretz Yisrael and for the Yishuv, that's great, that's wonderful, I'm with you all the way, he says. You know, your actual halachic proposals about Karbanos, you know, I think maybe you're going a little too far, he says, I have some problems with that. But my impression is, from the little I've read, is that his overall theological and social ideas were pretty, you know, widely respected. His halachic ideas were also respected, but were much more debated. What was wrong with his halachic proposals to bring karbanos? The poskim raised, you know, 8 or 10 or perhaps a dozen different objections. Some of the most famous ones include the problem of kohanim. We need kohanim to do the avodah. The question is, do we really reliably know who's kohanim? Obviously, we have traditions, but who's a kohen and who's not? And we duchen, the kohanim stay away from tumah. They don't marry the women who they're not allowed to marry. But Lamai said there's an old shayla going back 500 years to the 16th century. How sure are we really that the people we think are kohanim really are? There were gedolei poskim who held that we're not really sure. It's a safek, we're machmer, maybe we even makel in certain cases, but at the end of the day, we're not really sure that our kohanim, we rely on the traditions. But when it comes to doing the avodah, bring kohanim into a whole new dimension of their kahuna, We don't really want to do that. We don't really have so much confidence in our assumptions of who's a Kohen or not. That was one of Rabbi Kreger's main objections. Chasam Sofer actually didn't feel that was such a major problem. Chasam Sofer starts his classic tshuva by saying the proposal to bring karbanos, you know, nice idea, he says, but politically it's not happening, he says. The Mufti of Yerushalayim, he's not, you know, the Muslims are not very friendly to Jews visiting the Har HaBayis. It's not going to happen, he says. But, you know, but halacha-wise, he says there's no real insurmountable problem. So, you know, some learn. He didn't really get into the problems. He held it wasn't no gas. It was mostly theoretical for him. But didn't seem to be especially bothered by the halachic problems. Others were. Rabbi Kveger, at length, wrote several tshuvas arguing that the problems, including kahuna, were serious. David Kaliner, Myrick also arguing that the halachic problems were serious, including Kahuna. Tomorrow, Blin Eder will continue discussing what the objections, what the arguments for and against were.